Officially opening a Pillars of Peace initiative for Southern Africa meeting, Mnangagwa said Zimbabwe realizes that there is so much competition for foreign investors in the world that it is doing all it can to up its game by removing bottlenecks that are keeping investors away. He said Zimbabwe is overhauling all pieces of legislation that hinder business or scare away potential investors, among them the indigenization laws.
We are competing for capital with the rest of the world, and the capital will grow where it feels more comfortable. So we need to create an environment where capital will find comfort in Zimbabwe.
He said the government is taking serious steps to enhance the business environment in the country.
Zimbabwe is determined to rout and eradicate the scourge of corruption, a cancer that threatens peace and development in our society.
Maintaining peace, Mnangagwa said, will ensure accelerated economic development, adding, that's one major reason why Zimbabwe maintains good relations with its neighbors, as well as avoiding conflict at all costs. But businessman and former Harare Mayor Muchadema Sunda said, while the government's intentions were good, what is required urgently is action on the ground. He said events and discord on the ground in ZANU-PF conflict Mnangagwa's statements.
And there are many examples that I can give of things that have happened recently that have put the country's economy at even more greater risk. The Telcel transaction is a classic example of it. Government is the regulator and it should stick to the business of regulating. Government has got no business wanting to invest in Telcel, and we'll just see what's going to happen in the next couple of months.
He said police inconsistencies and the ongoing harassment of companies scare foreign companies from coming to Zimbabwe. National Peace Trust Executive Director Trust Mamombe said the meeting aims to come up with initiatives that will ensure the peace enjoyed in Zimbabwe and the region endures.
We want to identify things that we need to do so that the relative peace that we are enjoying remains sustainable and durable. In other words, issues of business, sound business environment, the equitable distribution of resources, the free flow of information, good neighborliness, the respect of the rights of others. Those are important pillars of peace that we need to work on, that we need to strengthen, that we need to enhance.
Top government ministers, local and regional academics, and ambassadors from Australia, Zambia, and Botswana are attending the two-day meeting. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.